Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Thursday, so we try to apply what we've been exploring all week to our lives. We've been exploring Jesus's version of the Golden Rule. It's different from any other because he says it in positive terms. He says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Whereas most other times you hear this rule, it's don't do to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you, or live your life however you want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. Jesus' application of the Golden Rule is unique, and it's a good thing it is because it's very life-giving as we explore it. But today we're going to wrestle a little bit with how he says it's connected to this idea of the narrow gate, that his rule, the Golden Rule, his way of life that he's teaching are actually quite difficult. So difficult that few people will take it on, fewer still will manage to enter through that narrow gate. It's too easy to try to come through with our religious baggage, with the baggage of sin with us, rather than handing it over to Jesus Christ to take to the cross. It's really a question of which way we want to go. Do we want to go through the narrow gate, the difficult way, to that relationship with God that means relying fully on Him and His grace, freely giving us what we don't deserve? Or do we try to live in a way that we can somehow impress God ourselves? So many people will try to do that. They'll try to tell you, here are the 5 steps to getting right with God. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you're doing wrong and you need to stop doing. So many people want to make it a checklist, just like the Pharisees we spoke about yesterday. But Jesus' answer to that is very different. He says, here's what God has done for you. Here's how God has come through the gate for you. See, it's hard to intentionally leave behind all that baggage that we have with us in life and to rely fully on God. That's why it's the narrow way, the difficult way. It's not easy to do that. But thankfully, Jesus says we're not alone in this. He says elsewhere in the Bible that He is the door. He is the gate. He's the one who's already there, gone ahead of us, having made it possible for us to go through that gate, to leave behind the baggage of sin. Because He's taken that upon Himself. And He's taken it to the cross and He's died for us. Yesterday I told you how Jesus uses our self-centeredness against us. He takes it and He says, now apply that to others. Love them the way you love yourselves. And it's the same way that He uses death to destroy death. By dying on the cross, He destroys our death. He destroys the power that's been standing between us and God, separating us. And He becomes the only thing that separates us from God, and He's like a gate, a door, that we can pass through if only we'll leave behind that baggage. Jesus says, the way is to start with God. If we're having a hard time loving others, He says, don't start with yourself, trying to change yourself and empower yourself or this or that. He says, start with God. Start with a relationship with God. Basically, the Bible could be summed up with, first of all, love God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second commandment, he says, is to love your neighbor as yourself. There's a reason they're in that order. When we learn to love God, to make Him the center of our lives, then it's easy to move others towards the center of our life as well, rather than ourselves. It's usually us that stands in the way of loving others. And so he says, learn to love God more than yourself, and then He will teach you and empower you to love others more than yourself as well. God helps us to see ourselves clearly. He destroys our self-centeredness so we can become other-centeredness. Well, I've got a challenge for you to try to put this into practice with. I want you to make a list of the ways that you like to be treated. I don't just mean your favorite flavors and colors. I like chocolate and things like that. But what helps you relate well with people? How do you get along with people at work or not? What helps you work well with people and get along? Now consider, who are you going to see today whom you don't treat in that way? Pick one of those list items and try to change the way you relate to that other person today. And then do it again the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Try to tick off those things on your list. Make it the reverse checklist. Not of things you need to do to get right with God, but of ways that you haven't been treating others as you'd like to be treated, and God has already treated you that way, so you can now treat them that way. Well, have a great time trying to put that into practice. I hope you'll share with your group who you've been discussing these challenges with. how you're going to try to live it out today. Bye for now.